HKX. Somebody give me a signal report tonight, please.
We're in UK, 100% loud and clear.
Sir, I appreciate that. Just getting ready to call on that. I'll make sure the radio is working.
Hey, tell me something real quick, since you're calling a net. Is this repeater got, does it just do EchoLink only, or is it, trying to think what that other thing's called, the fusion stuff, or that digital stuff?
For HKX, this repeater only does FM, and then they have EchoLink hooked to it. It does no digital, no fusion, no DMR, no D-Star, none of that capability.
Phone with another ham up in Indiana, and he's showing me his new FT500. And it does all that stuff, and I didn't know. I'm just now learning about that type of radio, so I didn't know if it would work with our repeater or not. So I guess I'm going to have to buy me one of those radios to be able to use those capabilities.
To a hotspot in this area, because there is no fusion repeaters that I know of.
Well, that explains why when I try to use EchoLink and try to link into some of those, that I think he told me I was really, my audible was not very good, and it was very crackly.
It's something different than fusion, and it's got adjustable audio settings in it. You just got to go through and figure all that out and set it up. Dave would be better to ask, or some of the other guys, they're more familiar with it. But I do know there's no fusion in this area. There is DMR and there is D-Star, but no fusion in the area.
Go ahead.
EchoLink is a computer-based mode. It works on phones as well because the phones have a computer in them and they have apps that have EchoLink built into them.
I'm talking to him on video chat, and he's sitting there talking on his ham radio in Indiana and demonstrating it on video chat here with me in a shack, showing me how that system works, and I'm just now, like, learning about that, like, right now, and I'm sitting here thinking, well, maybe I can do this, you know, but, and then he's shaking his head on the video about the same time he said that there was nothing around here.
Other repeaters have DMR, but not ours, NY4G mobile.
Well, listen, I know it is getting really close to net time, and I'm going to let you go for right now, and I will be sitting here listening. It's KG4MUK.
Hey, before you go, you can get on DMR and cross-link to Fusion that way. In some cases, depending on the talk group they have the repeaters on, or if you're going through your hotspot. but if you're wanting to talk to him more reliably, going through a hotspot is probably going to be your best route. But I'm going to clear out so I can get ready for the net. KO4HKX, good to talk to you.
You too.
2CQ, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. It's at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on their frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net, please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. All right, nothing being heard, and seeing no EchoLink stations up. We're going to give a call for new amateurs, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, please check in KA4JCA, temporary AG. I just passed my general. And please check in my husband, Richard, KA3JCA. We'll both be negative and negative. Thank you for calling in.
Well, we would like to welcome our new, newly licensed. Did you say you went to Extra, Miss Sally?
Yep.
Well, congratulations. And we'd like to welcome KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally, and KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, home in Simpsonville. And a very big congratulations to you, Miss Sally. Excited to hear that. All right. With that, and I'm going to ask everybody to bear with me tonight. For some reason, when I got up to come in here to call the net, I've got a cough, and it's really working on me. So just bear with me tonight, please. And tonight being, well, let's get through the pre-nets first. I'd like to welcome W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred. And he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and they make their home in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XMR, that's male, in Prosperity. Next, we'd like to welcome W2AMD, that is Andrew, in Simpsonville. Then we have Mr. Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Next, we have KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy down in Table Rock. Then we have KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. Then we have K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome KM4JWP, that's Mr. Brian out of Rutherford County, North Carolina. Then we have Miss Ashley, KA4ACL, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony out of Asheville. Then we have Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we have Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX, and they make their home down in Honeypath. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack down in Greenville. Then we have KC4W, that is Mr. Bill out of Anderson. And next on the list, we have KQ4IDM, that's Mr. Steven out of Greer. And that precludes our pre-net check-in. And we'll move on up to the EchoLink station. EchoLink station only. EchoLink station only. Please call KO4HKX. We'll assume he's just listening for now. We'll move on up to the top of the alphabet here since it's Sunday night with Alpha Dollar HKX.
For HKX. Dean Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HKX. Well, please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
HKX. Patrick and everybody on it, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. No traffic, no comment.
4HKX. Negative, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Negative, negative.
4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima, Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie, former Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net. And congratulations to Sally.
We'll pause here and recognize this fine start to first on the list. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Rick, good to hear you tonight. Do appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW, and that is our net manager, and he makes his home in Greer. And Dave, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate everything you do for us. Next, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ. That is Mr. Dave out of Ely. Dave, good to hear you. Next on the list is Mr. Keith, KN4CHY, in Seneca. And then we have Mr. Jerry, N4DJC, and he makes his home in Anderson. Jerry, good to hear you. Next, we'd like to welcome KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. Then we have our Wednesday night net controller, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And Gary, I missed if you were going to hang around tonight for comments.
Right in now tonight, Patrick. Thanks.
Gary, good to hear you tonight, and you make sure to tell Miss Joy we said hello. We'll go one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Out of order, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy Portable, negative and negative. Taylor.
We'd like to check in Mr. Leroy here, KA5WLL, and Leroy checking in on a handheld tonight, so no problem there. You're never out of order. I appreciate you just taking the time to come by and check in with me. Hope you're having to go one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX, please check in. KQ4IMH, Kilo Quebec 4, India, Mike Hotel. John, up in Sapphire, North Carolina.
Let me make sure I got that call right the first time you've checked in with me, and that's KQ4IMH out of Sapphire, North Carolina, correct?
That is correct. Thank you.
Thank you, John, for coming by and checking in with us. And just so you know, we hold this net nightly at 9 p.m. with a different net control every night. We'd love to have you come by and check in with us. And just so you know, I'm down here in Penrose, just south of you in Transylvania County.
Okay, thank you very much. This is actually my first time calling in to a net at all. I'm a new ham, just got my ticket about 3 weeks ago Friday.
Congratulations, sir, and you found a good home here with lots of friendly people and willing to help any way they can. So don't be afraid to call out at any time. We will try to come back to you and answer the questions you have, and glad to have you tonight. We'll go one more time, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KQ4IVG out of Etowah, North Carolina, New Ham, checking in.
KQ4IVG, can you give me your name, please, sir?
Oh, yes, apologies. My name is Kevin.
No problem, Kevin. Glad to have you. And I don't know how much you heard, but I'm just out the road from you also. I'm going to throw you here in Penrose. And we have this net nightly at 9 p.m., and would love to have you come check in with us and be a part of the neighborhood.
Copy that. We appreciate it. I'm glad to be here. back to net control.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin, KQ4IVG, and he is over here in Etowah. And Kevin, good to hear you tonight, and do appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. With that, we'll move up to Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. This is November 4, Hotel, Foxtrot Oscar, N4, HFO, Jeff in West Asheville, in and out tonight, 73.
4HKX. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Kenner, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope you folks didn't get too much rain.
Please check in November Yankee 4 Golf. Name's Ariel. Mobile and Traveler's Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. And Kilo Quebec 4 Golf India Kilo. Wayne in Etowah. In and out. Thanks for calling the net.
We'll stop here. And first off, Jeff, N4HFO, and he is in West Asheville. Jeff, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, and he makes his home in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with me. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ariel, NY4G. I always have trouble with your call for some reason. It just stumbles me up, Ariel. And he makes his home in Traveler's Rest. So good to hear you tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KQ4GIK. That is Mr. Wayne over here in Etowah. Wayne, good to hear you again tonight. I do appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. With that, we'll go one more time. Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. That long pause, we assume we got everybody for the moment. And we will move up to the next group. India Through Lima. India Through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Say 73 for each one of you.
4HKX. In November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, negative and negative.
Thank you so much for calling the net. Hope you and your bride are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Patrick, thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and your bride, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan up in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Isn't it great to have these new hams on board? That's super. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 73.
We'll welcome this fine group here. Starting them off with KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you tonight. I appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And maybe I can make the meeting for the club over there this coming. I think it's Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. Or no, next Tuesday. Sorry. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, N4JBM, and he makes his home down in Campobello. Jerry, good to hear you tonight. Hope you've been staying out of trouble. Hadn't heard you on the radio lately. Next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Mr. Sid down in Fletcher, or over in Fletcher for me. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you calling the net on the 6-4 machine. It's always a pleasure to listen to it. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. And Duncan is one of our Monday Night Net Control, and he makes his home up in Asheville. And Duncan, good to hear you. Next on here, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Mr. Larry, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And they make their home in Greer. And Larry, it is good to hear all the new hams tonight checking in. I do appreciate that. And the upgrades also. Always a pleasure when we can get new hams checking in with us. And I do appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Donna with you tonight. With that, we'll go one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. That pause will assume we got everybody in that pass, and maybe they're coming around for the second shift. And we'll move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
Probably a little scratchy tonight. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Chad Nana and Campabella will be in and out tonight, sir. Thank you for calling the net, Patrick.
We'll pause here and recognize this group. First on the list, we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM. And Walt, it's always a pleasure to hear you checking in with us. I do count it an honor. And he makes his home up in Inman. Next, we'd like to welcome our Tuesday Night Net Control, KO4NUE. That is Mr. Chad. And Chad, sounds like you've got the same thing I got. I can't get this cough rid of this thing. And sorry I wasn't at the meeting Thursday night, but I didn't work Thursday because I was homesick, so I didn't want to come there. And he brings along KO4RYP, and that's Miss Anna, and she is one of our Monday Night Net controllers. And Chad and Anna do a lot to help out with the net. They just fill in wherever they're asked, and it's always a pleasure to hear them calling the net. I do appreciate everything they do. With that, we'll go one more time. Mike through Pawpaw. Mike through Pawpaw. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we'll assume we have everybody in that group for the time being, and we'll move up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. All on the net. Thanks for calling the net. And 73 to everyone.
RON, Whiskey, Delta 8, Romeo, Oscar, November. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
4HKX. Patrick. Like to remind everybody that tomorrow is not Veterans Day, it's Memorial Day. And those that we honor tomorrow, we do so ceremonially. And with that, Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLD, this is Chris. I'm in Liberty. And I will be negative negative. Hello, Tom.
Semper Fi, Chris.
Pause here and welcome this fine group. First on the list, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. And he makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you haven't been causing Bernice too much trouble. If you have, I hope she's got the broomstick after you. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome WD8RON. That is Mr. Ed, and he is up here in Bavard, just out the road from me. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, and he makes his home in Liberty. And Chris, you are 100% correct on that, and I hope everyone remembers what tomorrow is really about. It's not about the cookouts. about the men and women that have fought and died for this country, so we have the freedoms that we have here today. We'll go one more time, Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. That long pause, we'll assume we got everybody. But before I move on, I forgot to announce one thing. Chris, you made number 50 on the list, so you make sure to check with Gary on your prize Wednesday and see what you want. He'll be holding it for you. With that, we'll move up to Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, and please call KO4HKX.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, and my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73s, and remember Memorial Day tomorrow, gentlemen.
Me, Father, can you give me those again? You caught me off guard there.
Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, KX4YM. Also, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta, that's KO4ACD. And Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, that's KO. That's. I'll copy over.
One more time, and we got it.
4, India, Lima, India.
Scott, I apologize. You caught me off guard there with that one, and I don't know, my brain went numb. But we'd like to welcome KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, and he brings along Miss Mary, KO4ACD, and their daughter Michelle, KO4ILI, and they all make their home in Greenville. Hopefully I got that right. Sir, I don't know why my brain just shuts down when you throw your call out, but it does. Hold up right here, everybody. Last calling station. You are keying the repeater, and you are way down into noise, so go real slow with your call sign. Please, sir, one more time.
Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel.
I got Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. That is Jim down in Berea. Is that correct? Yep. You got something going on with your mic because you're going to be high and low, and then some background noise there. So you might want to check into a few things there. I'm not sure which way to tell you to go. I don't know. But hopefully you can get it figured out. And glad to have you checking in with us tonight. I do appreciate your effort there. We'll go one more time. Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
X. Victor Yankee 2, Alpha Juliet, stroke Whiskey 4. Name's Ariel. Home is Traveler's Rest. Be negative and negative.
Ariel, can you give that to me one more time, please, sir?
2, Alpha Juliet, stroke Whiskey 4.
Last number there, I couldn't get it.
Yankee 4, Whiskey 4.
Thank you to Alpha Whiskey 4.
Alpha Juliet, stroke Whiskey 4, or slash Whiskey 4.
You know, I'm all messed up on your call. I'm sorry. Can you give it to me real slow?
Victor Yankee 2, Alpha Juliet, Victor Yankee 2, Alpha Juliet, slash Whiskey 4, Whiskey 4.
I've got Victor Yankee 2, Alpha Juliet slash Whiskey 4.
LQSO Patrick.
Sorry, Ariel. It's not coming up in my database, so I was just trying to make sure I had it right. All right. We'd like to welcome
Mr. Ariel, Victor Yankee 2, AJ / W4. And Ariel, I missed your location.
Traveler's Rest.
Traveler's Rest. And can you fill me in on what the / Whiskey 4 means?
A Canadian call sign, Whiskey Yankee 2, is from Prince Edward Island. Because it's a Canadian call sign and I'm in the United States, I have to put in a / Whiskey 4 to tell the folks that I'm in the W4 region of the United States, the 4-call area of the United States.
Roger that. I did not know that. I appreciate you letting me know. Learned something tonight. I appreciate you letting me know that, Ariel. And with that, we'll go one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Okay, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody now, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. And everyone on the net, Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo. Also check in my wife, Gina. Her call sign is Kilo Golf 4, Tango Delta Romeo. Again, that's Kilo Golf 4, Mike Uniform Kilo, Wayne. And my wife, Gina, Kilo Golf 4, Tango Delta Romeo, both in Seneca. And we'll be negative and negative.
Control. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Jean and Terrace, negative and negative.
Pause here for just a moment. There was a station there, it was way down in the noise, and I think you said your name was John. If you could come back to me, if you're mobile or on a handheld, if you're listening to me, see if you can find your best reception and stay there and try one more time real slow.
W4, Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, are you copying my station? Over.
I got you checked in. There was a station that tried to check in before you that I'm trying to get.
Sorry, W4FHJ, clear.
The station that was way down in the noise, I think your name was John. Please, everybody hold up now. Let me see if I can get him in here, please, sir. John, I got you. K4JKH, and that is John in Horseshoe, North Carolina, and that is also just the other side of Etowah. And John, you're way down in the noise, but I got you coming out that time. Then we'd like to back up here and welcome KG4MUK, and that is Mr. Wayne. And he brings along his wife, KG4TDR. And Wayne, I missed your wife's name, and I appreciate you taking the time to come by and check in with us. And if you could come back, and I'll try to correct your wife's name there. Next on the list, we'd like to welcome W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene and Taylor's. Then we'd like to welcome K4JKH, that's Mr. John again over in Horseshoe. And John, I appreciate you hanging in there and trying again.
His name is Gina, Golf India November Alpha. Golf India November Alpha, Gina.
Sorry about that, I just missed it. All right, we'd like to welcome Miss Gina, KG4TDR, and they make their home in Seneca. Again, I apologize for that. That was my mistake. But I appreciate you coming back and helping me fix that. For that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard Graham with no traffic, no roundtable.
I'd like to welcome K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard, and he makes his home down in Greenville. And then the next station was KQ4ASO, I believe, and I did not get your name or your location.
Chris in Reedsville.
like to welcome Chris out of Reidsville, and I did get your call correct, I hope.
Correct.
This is the first time you've checked in with me tonight on this net, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and I see that's a fairly new call, so we have this net every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller, and it's a great place to come by and meet everyone that hangs out here on this repeater. A great group of people willing to help with any questions you have. Just great group of people that hangs out on this repeater. I enjoy talking on it. But I do appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Again, Richard, I do, or not Richard, but I do appreciate that. All right, with that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, but I'll be here if you're going to hang around.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK. And you probably don't want me to say this, but I'm going to tell him anyway. Happy birthday, Shane. Congratulations on that trip around the sun today. And he makes his home down there in Cleveland. Shane, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me. And I will be glad to hang around either during or actually portion or after, and then talk to you for a few minutes.
Be here, N4ZLK.
We'll go one more time. As long as I can keep getting them, we'll keep trying. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
KK4HKX, Bay Earl and Travis Rest. I'll be negative and negative.
Give me your call just a little bit slower. You broke up there on part of it, the first part.
4HXB.
We'd like to welcome KK4HXB. That's Mr. Earl and Travis Rest. Earl, I appreciate you coming by and checking in with me there. Appreciate you being patient with me and coming back to me there. With that, we'll go one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. That long pause, we'll assume we got everybody. And take this opportunity to tell everybody thank you for coming by and checking in with me. I do appreciate it, and glad to everybody takes time to come by and is patient with me as I try to get everybody's call. This is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between RAG 2s. And I have no one down for comments. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Please call KO4HKX.
ZLK.
Hey, Shane. N4ZLK, KO4HKX.
You forgot about me already.
We forget about you, but I didn't know if you wanted to just wait till the net was over or not.
Whatever you want to do. I just wanted to say hello, and let's see, I keep telling you I'm going to check in on your Sunday night net, and then something usually comes up. We either go to bed or we end up watching something together, Beth and I. And I look at the clock, and I'm like, well, sorry, Patrick, not going to happen this time.
Hi. Family first, family first. But glad you come by and checked in tonight. And, again, congratulations and happy birthday on that one more trip around the sun.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Had a good one. All the kids came over, and the three granddaughters were here. So, of course, that was, that was the best gift of all, being able to see them today. We spent the whole afternoon on into the evening. We played a couple board games and had some good food and just had a good time with everybody. Played with the kids. They were happy as could be and just in really good mood. So that was fun. Just had a good time. I was real thankful for the day. It was the best gift that, you can have, just to see your family grow up and, seem to make good choices, and everybody loves each other. That's all you can ask for.
After that, I know that's for me. Seeing my family is more what I'm interested in than anything you could really give me. I know what you mean there. But I'm sure Grandpa's pretty tired after having all three grandkids at one time.
There's plenty of people there, and, you know, two daughters. They just love that neither one of them have kids, so they're doting all over the little girls. And I got more tired trying to play these new board games that this young generation of 20-something-year-olds play. Some of them I can't figure them out. They try to explain them to me. We sit there and my daughter helped me play, but that was more tiring than anything. You know, it's not like the old simple board games that we used to play in our time.
For HKX, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. The wife and son, they like to get together and play board games, and that's what we did last Sunday. And they talked me into playing the world's longest game of Monopoly. It's actually the title of it. It's not just a regular old Monopoly board. There's three Monopoly boards in it. It is just, I don't even know how to describe it.
Monopoly game can go on for several hours, so I can't even imagine trying to start one of those.
Careful, a regular old Monopoly game can run into days.
With that is everybody's, well, you have one person who's winning, and so they want to keep the game going, and the other people are just kind of giving up and purposefully making bad decisions or selling their property or getting rid of it so they can get out.
For me, I'm usually trying to get out as quick as I can, but I was doing that last Sunday and ended up winning the game.
About teaching them how life goes. You know, you got to pay your taxes, you can't speed, you know, that kind of thing. I'm like, I'm going to be hard on them on the board game so that in real life I don't have to be as hard with them.
Roger that. There's a lot of lessons there to learn if you're talking about it. But there's a lot of fun to be had, too.
I'm married to a very competitive woman, and a couple of my kids got that competitive spirit, too. And it turns into some fun. Sometimes you have to say, hey, it's just a game, remember?
My wife is that way, too. She's very competitive when it comes to board games. Sometimes I think that's why I don't like to play so much, but I'm trying to be quiet so she don't hear me.
I'm down. That's funny. Well, Beth's asleep. She's in the other end of the house, so she's not feeling well tonight for some reason, so she's already in bed and hopefully asleep. But anyway, we had a good day. Had a really nice weekend. I'm trying to think. Beth and I went out last night, went out to dinner. Kind of a birthday celebration last night and just had a really nice time. There's a little restaurant in Easley, and it's in a house. They're only open from 5:30 to 9, I think, or 5 to 9:30. Maybe that's what it is on the weekends. And nobody lives in the house. It's been turned into a restaurant, but very good food. We enjoyed ourselves. Just had a nice time.
Sometimes those are the best places to eat, the little mom and pops, and look like a hole in the wall, and usually have the best food.
Delicious ribeye, I will tell you that. A lot of times I'll get a steak out and think, I can do better than this at home, but last night's was really good, so I really enjoyed myself.
I'm glad to hear it, and I don't know what it is. The sickness must be going around. I got home Wednesday afternoon, and my son had surprised me to ride with me. I got up and somebody standing on my porch at 5:30 in the morning. Luckily, he'd let the wife know that he was coming because I was not ready for that.
You say telling somebody on the radio that he was riding with you, so I hope the day worked out. Beth was actually sick last weekend. That was when we were down in Columbia. She ended up just staying in the hotel room all weekend. I had that thing on Saturday all day, and she just slept in the hotel room, and we ended up eating dinner. And then she called in. She didn't go into work Tuesday. She was still feeling bad. So hopefully she's not having a relapse of whatever that was.
Like I said, I come home Wednesday, and
I was running a fever, and so I tried to rest, and I didn't go to work Thursday, which for me to lay out of work, that's got to be something. That's not me. And today was the first time I'd left the house to go to church this morning since Wednesday night when I got home.
I thought it was quiet Thursday on the radio. I did hear you Friday. Yeah, you broke in Friday when I was getting a hold of that guy. But I didn't realize you were sick. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Should have checked on you.
It wasn't like I was announcing it to the world. I was just laying in my recliner trying to feel better. But, yeah, I heard you call there. I figured it was about time for you to go to work. I hadn't heard you in a while, so I wanted to say hello.
From one of the guys down the Gainesville repeater. He actually lives in Cleveland, Georgia. And he said, I'm driving through Greenville. Are you working? He saw one of the vehicles and wanted to know if it was me. And I said, no, but I am working. That's not me, but I am working. And where are you headed? He said he was headed down to Charleston. And I was like, well, goodness, I'm right off 385. You know, maybe we could just stop and, meet face to face, just do a quick handshake and move on. So that was fun. You know, put a face with a voice. You know how that is.
Somebody you've been talking to for a while, it's nice, if nothing else, just to stop for a second and shake hands and say, hey, how you doing, and put a face with the call sign.
Well, I mean, Cleveland, Georgia is pretty far away from 85, but that repeater's got a pretty good footprint. So, you know, he's not anywhere near there normally. Of course, it's middle of the night. He works a third shift. He's a police officer. And so just the fact that he was that close, it was kind of unusual.
That, hey Shane, hang on a minute and let me see if there's any other check-in since we haven't closed the net out yet. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Yes, that haven't missed anybody. But Shane, if you hang around for a minute, I'll close the net out so we're not holding anybody up, and you and I'll hang out for a little bit. So let me send my net report and I'll be right back.
KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3s, and good night. And I hope and pray everyone has a beautiful Memorial Day tomorrow. KO4HKX, N4ZLK, you still there?
ZLK, I'm still here. How many did you have check in? I wasn't paying attention.
53 tonight. I had a good group.
Congratulations. That's a good net. Sorry you didn't have anybody else for RagChew hanging around?
Sunday night, there's a few that'll hang around. Larry and Gary every now and then, and Chad, and a couple other here and there. But most of the time, everybody's spending time with family on Sunday night.
Understand that. Or getting ready for the week, you know. So, are you still taking tomorrow off since you took off Thursday?
Roger that. There's no point in trying to work tomorrow. So I'll just take tomorrow off and spend here at the house with the wife. And if it's not raining, try to get a few little odds and ends done if I feel like it.
Taking the week off. We're actually going to Nashville this weekend, leaving out early Friday morning, meeting some friends from Illinois. We usually try to get together at least once a year, and they were coming down here, or we'd go up there, and then we started kind of meeting halfway the last couple of years, just picking a city and, you know, doing something like that, getting an Airbnb and just basically eating and maybe doing a couple of museums or, you know, local tours or something, and then eating again and then eating again and then sleeping a little bit and eating again. So it makes for a nice weekend.
Nashville's a good place to go and do stuff like that. There's lots to do out that way.
It was the first time I'd ever actually been downtown Nashville, and we walked down to the you know, the country music row and all that. It was interesting. You know, every little door you passed by, there was another band in there playing. It was kind of fun, and there was some big bars or music venues that were really packed out. You couldn't even get into. And then there are others that hardly had anybody in it, and this, you know, some little band in there playing. But it was a lot of fun. It was interesting.
A couple times for training, GM's got a training center over there, and I never went anywhere. We were on the outskirts of the city, so I didn't go downtown. I didn't even try to venture down there. But I've always looked at it, and there's lots of stuff to do over that way.
Or there is, I guess. We went to a wax museum, went to a museum that was, it wasn't a Dukes of Hazzard museum, but it was a guy that drove the tow truck. Basically, it was a museum for him. I don't know if his family or if he started it. Had a lot of memorabilia. Well, I can't even say the word tonight. Memorabilia. Good grief. Never mind. Had a lot of things in there. That's terrible. Had a lot of things in there, and from the show, you know, just brought back a lot of memories from the 80s.
And his name is Cooter. And I'm going to blame it on getting old.
Probably talk better than I can, apparently.
That's a hard one for me to say, too. You notice I didn't try it.
Say it, Patrick.
We're on the air anyway.
Yeah. Goodness, I had to type it in and look it up on the computer. I can't. It's got to be late or something. Either that or I'm getting some memory spots on my brain that are memory blanks there. Some overriding needs to be done.
Probably need to go lay down for the night and defrag.
Homemade banana pudding I had today. That's probably what did it.
In a sugar coma?
Probably. I don't eat a lot of sugar. But it was homemade banana pudding, so it was hard to resist.
Banana pudding, I'm not trying. I'm not going to resist.
Makes it for my birthday, but Seth's wife Nadine, my youngest boy, his wife Nadine, she made it, and she made a pound cake and brought strawberries and cream. And I had a slice of the pound cake at the same time, and I was alternating between a bite of the pound cake with strawberries and then a bite of the banana pudding, or a bite of the banana pudding with with the pound cake. It was really good.
My sugar overload then.
Clock, I should be done by now.
That much, and you're not used to it.
Asleep, I could probably, it's probably time to go get another little bowl of it, because she left some for me.
In the morning, you got to explain what happened to it.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll take it. Just say you're sorry. Easier to say sorry than to ask for permission.
Or you can just say the dog got it.
The dog is asleep, too.
Well, then.
Has a bedtime and has a feeding time, and that's about all she has. And then every time between that is the nap time.
Mine will be in here trying to push the door open shortly, telling me it's time to go to bed, right around 11 o'clock. If she's in the chair or wherever she's at, she'll get down and come stand at my chair whining to go out because she knows it's bedtime. It's the funniest thing you ever seen.
They can get their point at me, so sit there and stare at me, and then if I don't acknowledge her, she'll start giving a little whine, or she'll come up and nudge my hand, and when it's either feeding time or she's ready for bed, she lets me know, or if she needs to go out, she'll do that too. She'll either go sit by the door and just sit there for a little bit and then start, you know, growling a little bit, not a vicious growl, but just to get my attention. They are very capable of letting you know what they want when it's something they do on a regular basis.
It's funny. Mine does. She'll come stand there and stare at me and whine, whine, whine. And then if I go let her out and I go sit back down in a chair and the bedroom door's open, she'll go stand in the door and looking at me, and the wife, why aren't you, you know, like, why aren't y'all in here? Why aren't y'all coming to bed? It's like she rules the house.